Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Well, you knew it was going to happen. Federal prosecutors have escalated their case against hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs, filing a superseding indictment that reveals new allegations of sex trafficking, physical abuse, and wide-ranging criminal enterprise spanning at least 2 decades. I mean, we're really kind of getting into almost 3, but we're not quite there yet. They're kind of working their way backwards. The updated indictment submitted in Manhattan federal court claims Combs orchestrated a sophisticated operation dubbed the Combs Enterprise. Would you like to work for Combs Enterprise?
It sounds like a basement operation, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
You know, it felt like when I read that last night.
Yeah. Combs Enterprises. I don't even know how to work this. Anyway, you're right. It does sound like kind of a basement operation. When I used to do radio and TV commercials, you get all sorts of people who wanted to advertise, and oftentimes the ones that had like no budget whatsoever, they had really big official names to them, but like were running they'd go broke if they lost $200. Like the business fails. Yeah, it was interesting. Hang on while I address my dog on there. Hey, Belle. Let's not eat the cords. We don't want you to die. Belle.
Yeah, please don't.
Come on.
I can't do CPR virtually.
Yeah, and I don't know how to do CPR on a dog.
Well, I could guide you, but let's not go
there. Okay, let's not go there. I have nothing to throw at Belle. That's soft.
You should keep some treats handy or something that you can just toss and distract.
I know. Well, if I'm going to toss this napkin at her. I missed. Oh, it went right next to her. She's just smelling that now. If you want to tear that up, go tear that up. Just distract yourself. She likes socks, too. Anyway, let's continue on talking about Diddy, not my dogs eating cords. The sophisticated operation was dubbed Combs Enterprises, involving prostitution, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice from 2004 to 2024. The newly detailed allegations paint a picture of Combs in a music industry powerhouse who uses influence to lure women into his orbit, only to exploit them through violence and coercion. Prosecutors state that Combs threw both objects at people, as well as hit, dragged, choked, and shoved others. One of the most shocking new claims alleges that on one occasion, Combs dangled a victim over an apartment balcony. This came to mind. What it reminded me was of the Suge Knight days and the allegations back then that Suge held, was it Vanilla Ice? I think out the window at a hotel. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that. I thought we had heard this window dangling allegation a couple months ago.
Well, we did in this case as well. It might have been not even that long ago. I want to say it was like in the last month. I could be wrong.
It all blurs together really at this point.
But it was one of those moments where you kind of went, I think I've heard this before, but I'm not quite sure where I've heard it. I think the one way back was, and this is interesting because the fact that he did that, And the rivalry that he had with Suge Knight and Death Row Records, it makes me wonder if he like heard that about Suge and Vanilla and said, I can do that too. I can do it better than you. Whatever you can do, I can do better. I'm Diddy. It was on like the Behind the Music, I think, of Vanilla Ice, like 20 some years ago. It was one where he's like, it's ding, 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 not ding, 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 ding. Whatever the hell he did.
God.
It was that one.
Do you think, I mean, how can this even be a thing? How do you dangle somebody out of a window and continue on in the industry? That's what I'd like to know.
What are you doing? Are you hanging the person by their necks? I think they'll like break their neck, wouldn't it?
And I would imagine by their ankles.
You'd have to be really, really strong. I always picture like by their neck, I guess like movie-ish, but yeah, it probably would be ankles, wouldn't it?
Who knows? God. He had a new way of doing everything.
It's just horrific. The things that he's alleged. And the fact that this shit is now in the federal indictment, that means pretty much, kids, it happened. Because they're
not proof. They would not have put it in there had they not had ample proof.
That's the thing with these federal indictments. They're not talking about anything that they don't have in possession as proof. These are not, it's a federal case. Something like that, it's not like your local cases. It's not like Delphi, where they can just kind of make shit up and, you know, kind of throw it out there and see if the jury buys it or not. And it may be kind of true or kind of not. Nothing like that. They are going at this and they have the evidence for everything they're talking about. And judging by this, I read through the whole thing today. And if you truly want to hear all of it, it is in the podcast feed, and you can listen to every single word of this indictment. And it's long. It took about 40 minutes to get through. But it's very interesting if you want to really break it down that much. The shocking new claims that on one occasion, Combs dangled somebody over the balcony. The incident does not specify further details about the incident. Also on that note, yes, it was in one of the civil cases, I believe. Otherwise, I don't know how I would know about this. That being said, that also shows you what civil cases have credibility and legs. They don't name the individuals in this new indictment of Diddy or the superseding indictment of Diddy, but you can connect dots. They're specifying something specifically from this other case. I mean, unless there's another incident of it, which I guess is a possibility, but some of these really, you know, you can read the tea leaves.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm nodding my head furiously over here. So yeah, go continue.
The superseding indictment not only extends the alleged time frame of the racketeering conspiracy, but also clarifies that at least three female victims were subjected to abuse, threats, and commercial sex acts. Prosecutors assert that Combs used his wealth and reputation to silence victims and obstruct investigations. Combs, who is 55, has been in federal custody without bail since his arrest in September. He previously pled not guilty to sex trafficking, racketeering, conspiracy, and transportation in prostitution charges. His trial set for May 5th. And I'm going to say that in huge air quotes because it's probably going to change like any moment in time. By the time you are listening to this, it may likely be a different date. And I'm going to guess May 5th of 2027. Koff said earlier today, 28 is her guess. And tell you what, she's been really right on dates of trials thus far.
Well, look at what they keep adding to it. Yeah. I mean, take a look at what's been going on with Koberger, and that's, you know, I'm not minimizing the victims of Koberger, but that was only four people.
Yeah.
And I'm not minimizing it. No. I'm just saying, as far as the scope of evidence, the cases are very different in what happened, but my goodness, there are decades and decades of accusations here. This is not something they're going to be able to piece together in 6 months.
No, you have.
It's cute that they're trying, though.
Well, now that is all out there, it's going to have continuances because it's just you have to. Both sides, both the prosecution and the defense, need a fair amount of time to do what they need to do to prepare for arguing this in court. And as damning as it looks for Diddy, he has every right to try and defend himself just as anyone else would. So that's going to continue to push things back. In response to the new filing, Combs attorney Mark Agnifilo pushed back against the expanded allegations. The latest indictment contains no new offenses. The prosecution's theory remains flawed, he said.
It certainly does.
You can say anything you want if you're a defense attorney to the public. It doesn't have any new things in it. The fuck it doesn't. The original stuff is in there, but there are certainly new things in this indictment, one of which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, and that's the seizure and forfeiture of property, that's not going to be a great day for Mr. Combs when that actually takes place, because it's... it's going to be a lot. And I'm trying to see if I can pull this up. Okay. Oh, hey, good. The document I was trying. Oh, now it's doing the same thing again.
No.
No, thanks. Move.
I don't know if Microsoft did some wacky update this week, but I've had nothing but issue after issue. So thanks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Anyway. The latest indictment contains, like they said, no new offenses. They said that the theory is flawed. The government, as I find my mouse and I can move the prompter, has added the ridiculous theory that two of Mr. Combs' former girlfriends were not girlfriends at all, but were prostitutes. Mr. Combs is as committed as ever to fighting these charges as winning at trial. Is that how that works? Is that how you treat girlfriends? Or prostitutes? Or any living being?
Well, wait a minute. We are talking about a guy who literally, and I hate when people emphasize literally like that, but yeah. I am doing it in this case, literally used women's bodies as buffet tables.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm not saying that's right. I am not saying that's right at fucking all. I find that offensive and disgusting and really, really shitty. But I will say this. I remember back in those days, you would see a lot of pictures at like the rapper type parties like that, having that type of shit going on. And I remember people like trying to argue, oh, it's art. It's just the beautiful human body. I don't know. I mean, look, if you want to do it and get paid and people eat sushi off of you, I guess more power to you. There's really not a law that stops that. It's not having sex with anybody. It's just a show of power for someone like Diddy to go, look what I can do. I can put a naked woman here that you can eat sashimi off her nipples. And that's how powerful I am.
You know what I'm okay with? If you've got the male body and the female body side by side doing exactly the same thing, I'm good.
The male
okay
body is
that.
Disgusting, though. Nobody's going to want to fucking eat a piece of tuna off a dick.
Well, okay. I mean, there's that. But I'm saying, if you're going to do, you know, something quote unquote art worthy,
yeah,
then you need to not have it be, we're going to exploit women.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And nobody else.
I think it's shitty.
He's all about exploitation.
What about this, Stacey? What if they had my dick in a bento box, something like that?
Justin,
dick in a bento box, girl. It's my dick in a bento box, right next to the tuna and the seaweed salad.
That does change it up just ever so slightly, but I don't know. I've seen some really weird things in the name of art, and I understand art is in the eye of the beholder, and I'm okay if you've got male and female bodies laid out on tables and you've got, you know, charcuterie trays on top of each of them. Oh, okay, fine. That's, you know, each sex is represented and we're supposed to admire. Okay.
Is that more equal opportunity if we do that?
I feel like it's less exploitation.
Do you think
of one sex over the other?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anyone should have to be subjected to that, whether it's art or not. It's a degrading thing, I would think. I guess it's all about your mindset. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, believe me, I'm not going to eat any appetizers off of somebody's crotch. I just it's that's not how I operate when it's time to eat.
Are those mushroom caps?
Oh God! Oh no, that's not a. Oh, no,
what are they stuffed with? Is that cream cheese?
Oh, Tony! People just hit stop on a podcast player.
No, they just went and realized, oh fuck! I just had a bagel this morning with cream cheese. I thought the Philadelphia tasted funny this morning.
Oh God! Okay, fast forward.
That's not garden salsa.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the defense lawyers have also attacked the case as outdated and biased. In court documents, they argued that prosecutors are unfairly reinterpreting consensual relationships. The government's theory perpetuates stereotypes of female victimhood and lack of agency. Well, when you drug them up and get, I mean, yeah, that's where it's not female victimhood. It's really anyone who is drugged up, you're going to lose your lack of agency. And there was men too that are in this who said that they were drugged and had their lack of agency. If you willingly go into something and you choose to drink, but it is what you know what you have, and you get inebriated, I mean, that's up to you. It's certainly not your fault if somebody takes advantage of you in that sort of state. But if you are thinking you're having one drink and you're going to be fine because you're not going to go get drunk and that's just not in you, that's not your thing, and you become that inebriated, I mean, both ways, it's wrong. But what we're saying, or what I'm saying here, is there's probably a lot of people who went into that not having any sort of intent to do anything, but then they got so fucked up that either they passed out and were taken advantage of that way. We've heard those stories allegedly, and ones where they, you know, you just kind of lose your faculties.
And that's the part of this whole thing I don't understand. This man had so much power that he didn't have to do any of this. He could have just snapped his fingers and women would have been at his feet, because that's how it tends to go with famous people.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you needed to do all of this shit, Diddy.
I think it's because
allegedly,
you know, a lot of people will look at this and go, oh, it's because he's so strong in himself and his ego. And actually, I think it's the exact opposite. I think he's so. A very tiny man on the inside, because he's always had to show off in some way, shape, or form to feel better than others. If you go back to his childhood, that's and it was enabled. He was able to do it. They had money. He was dressing better than everybody. But he always felt that he had to work twice as hard to be in the likes of his peers. Maybe even more than twice as hard. Because I would argue probably more than twice as hard. The man was a fierce worker and, you know, a monster in it. But that being so, You're swinging the pendulum other way with that, and you're not just kind of finding a happy grounds where you can be secure in yourself and secure in what you do. You always have to push so hard, and in business that can be great, that can be super beneficial. You can rock the world with it, but if you are continuing to have that insecurity in your own personal world and personal life, and you feel you have to have women sushi boards and charcuterie tables, and then you have to bring in women to have sex with you, and so you can watch other people do it, because the only way you feel good is if you degrade others, because it's the world degraded me. Now I'm gonna give it back to you tenfold, is how I think he's thinking. And it's not a conscious thought. I just think it's how he operates. So everything was so extreme because his insecurities were so great. And it just was constantly back and forth, back and forth. And I don't know that he ever on the inside got to a point where it's just, I'm strong over here, and I don't have to do crazy shit to make people like me.
You know what he really needed to change the course of this disaster was a really good therapist. I mean, if he had at one point stepped back and thought, you know, the way I'm thinking just isn't right, and I need to do something about it. He could change so many lives by just taking a step back and looking at himself and going, you know, I need some help.
I am the biggest proponent for therapy, so I want to say that first. I do not think he is capable of getting therapy. I don't think it would work. I think it would be a waste of time. Just, I mean, it's, and God knows, God knows that, I kind of lost my train of thought there for a second. I got a text from Manny about Coffin Daffer. What was I just saying there?
Talking about how therapy is great, but you don't
okay,
think that
yes.
you
could have. Okay, so I do.
I was listening.
Okay, yes. So we were talking about, he said, oh, I didn't know Coffin Daffer was from Wichita because we were talking about the airline stuff. So yes, therapy, big proponent, love it, think it's great. If you are, you know, ready to use it and take it to heart. But some people are not. Some people, I think, are completely incapable of it. I've talked to so many therapists and such over the years, specifically about borderline personality disorder, and so many of them, read books about it too. It's like, we don't even want them. Like, it doesn't go anywhere. There apparently are some new techniques out there that have shown some promise, but in the last 20 some years, it's like untouchable. Now, I don't know what the hell is going on with Diddy. I don't know if there's a personality disorder or I don't really think there is. I could be completely wrong, but I think he's so far gone and has been so far gone for so long that there's no introspection there and it's impossible for him to do it. I just think he would like blow up. And that's what that's what he does at people. When he's challenged, he blows up. He yeah. doesn't look back at himself and say, maybe I said that wrong. Maybe I could do this differently. He just goes fucking nuts. And I don't think anyone's ever going to get between 0 to 500 on him. Would be nice. I mean, maybe some medication that didn't involve illicit drugs. That might have helped a little bit. But I just think he was so... He liked going at 1,000 miles an hour. And I think maybe in the last handful of years with all the drugs that he was on, allegedly, that I wonder if he was trying to slow himself down but didn't know how. Or maybe it's the other way around where maybe he was slowing down and the only way he thought he could keep going at 55, because you're not the same fucking person that you were at 25 or 35, mm-hmm. Maybe he thought he needed those drugs to keep going. It was an upper or a lower. I don't know. It's... I think it's one of the two, though.
Well, it sounds like his brain was completely scrambled. Like, he needed drugs in his life to do all of the activities, whether it was sex, recording, partying, whatever it was. He couldn't just do it as himself.
No, he was, my guess is an addict. And there's, he couldn't, you get so into whatever the fuck you're doing and you need this with you. You can't imagine doing this without that substance. Like, take, for example, alcohol and maybe like watching football or something. You know, that's a hard thing for people if they quit or they don't want to or they want to cut back. It's like, well, how can you? It's not going to be the same, you know, and, you know, but take this on a much larger scale with much harder drugs and that fucked up personality of his as well. That's probably what was going on. The defense attorneys also claim the case is built on sexist views of relationships. Where I lost my place. The government's theory perpetuates stereotypes of... Okay. Going the wrong way. There we go. Despite Combs' legal team dismissing the allegations as ridiculous, prosecutors continue to expand their case, adding more details to their accusations. The trial now set to address an even broader scope of alleged crimes is expected to be one of the most high-profile celebrity legal battles probably ever. I would say that. I can't think of anything that's been bigger or more of an icon and a superstar taken down.
Yeah, and this is, it kind of reminds me a little bit of OJ, but I think this is bigger.
It pales in comparison to OJ, but in terms of like interest, and that's how this is so different. OJ, we had three TV networks, and well, we had cable, but it was, for the most part, it was still kind of new. And, you know, you listen to the radio, there was no internet, there was no mass, you know, there was no social media, none of that existed, no cell phones, no texting. And the fact that all of America was enthralled with that case was not shocking. You only got your information from so many places. So it's like, what five things am I going to be interested in this week? Mm-hmm. Now we wake up and go, what 5,000 things will I be interested in the next 5 hours? You know, it's a very different way of absorbing information and media. And the fact that a huge chunk of the country is now interested and invested in this trial, with that many other distractions going on, it says a lot about how big this is going to be.
It's going to nab every headline and front page of every website possible when it begins. People may, you know, if it's going to be a 2-month trial, people are not going to be tuned in every single day. There will be some that will, you know, people will want recaps, I imagine. But this is going to be a big trial, and there's going to be moments that are absolutely jaw-dropping. We think we're shocked now. Mm-hmm. Get ready to just, you know, keep your chin in your hand so you can push your jaw back up.
Yeah, there's a lot of shocking allegations that are floating out there online. I got the indictment up on my phone since the monitor back there or the computer is finding some way to not let it show. But the other part of this that I wanted to talk about are the forfeiture allegations. And what that means is they're coming in for your money because you got it through ill gains. That's how the RICO statute is also playing into this. And they can freeze basically everything they're saying until this trial is over. And, you know, and or like some things they can sell. But if for some reason he was acquitted, then, you know, it'd be unfrozen. And it basically is everything he has that they can get their hands on. Now, he's not an idiot. He probably has a lot of offshore accounts. It does list in the indictment that, you know, how they can get it and or if it's not recoverable or it's mixed with someone else's money or it's somewhere. If there's somewhere that they can't get it without affecting somebody else illegally. That might put a little kink in things for Diddy. I talked to Bob Mata about that earlier, and you can hear the whole conversation. If you're into the Diddy story, this week we have a full hour-long conversation with Bob from a defense attorney standpoint on Diddy. But we were talking about just that and exactly how that would all play out, and specifically the freezing of assets. And my question was, what about attorneys? I mean, he's needing to represent himself. And it was explained to me that, look, he's already paid his retainer. So he probably did that very, very early to cover anything he could possibly think of. So he wouldn't be in that sort of situation where you can't get to your money.
Really?
So,
interesting.
They list everything. Like, basically, I mean, they're asserting that, like, almost everything he's done since 2004 has been part of a crime syndicate, mostly personal and professional, and that the companies that are on the surface, Bad Boy Records, the TV thing, everything, the enterprises with the vodka companies, everything, that they were not legal because they were basically enabling criminal activity. And if you can show that those things are intermingled, all of that is up for grabs. If you can show that the sex parties were at his house and that these illegal things were going on at that property and it connects to the business and
I mean, where is this money coming from exactly to fund a lot of these things? It's and how it all kind of tied together within business entities, which they have the evidence that it does. Otherwise, they wouldn't be saying this aloud. So basically, the feds have found that they have connected all of these things together, that his personal life, his business life, and the criminal life are all intermingled. And because of that, you're up for forfeiture of anything that is within that circle, which is everything. So, bank accounts, house, yacht, plane, anything he's got. So that may put a kink in things.
Yeah, and I think the fact that they hadn't frozen his assets until this point really probably made him think that, fuck this, I'm fine.
I think he'd be an idiot to think so, because he knew the RICO charges were going to be coming. I mean, there was no way they weren't. And now that that's here, they can pretty much have carte blanche to do almost anything they want now to investigate him further, if for other things, to prove their case.
Yeah, game on, baby.
It's not going to end well for Diddy. Of course, Diddy still denies all of the allegations, and they believe that, and I'm paraphrasing, that they'll be able to have their say and prove their case in a court of law, and that he will be found not guilty and exonerated of all charges. To that I say, good luck.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.